Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, aka Dr. Love, and you've just joined us on This Is Real.
Man, renewed or recycled. Listen, hopefully today we'll give you a mind shift. And you know, she's back, right? So, you know, if you haven't watched the show that explains to where she was, you need to go watch it. But renewed or recycled, I'm going to read a verse and then we're going to get into it because I'm just thinking about, you know, when I start getting silly, either when I'm tired or maybe I'm going through something. And so, you know, you got to shift your perspective, even in kind of how I was feeling today, you know, because I didn't really even want to do the show today. But here we are. For you.
We made it.
Romans 12:1-2. Mm-hmm. Romans 12:1-2. Don't be conformed to this world. Let me start from the beginning. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. I don't know, when I read, you may discern, I feel like then you can choose accurately what God's desire is. And so I've read it, preached it a trillion times, but, you know, I'm always thinking of the conform, transform, renew. And, you know, every now and then I get to the living sacrifice, but I started thinking, man, you really can't even choose right, or you can't anything. You can't even, like, discern right? Like, the will of God, if you don't start off with the first part that says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Because you'll always conform if you don't go, you know, Lord, what do you want to do with Juan? What do you want to do with Stephanie today? And then, you know, he can tell you, and then you maybe can transform by the renewal of your mind. Other than that, you won't, you know?
You know, I think of a living sacrifice, and I think of, like, it's not a one and done, you know? You can't just kill the goats and then present it to the altar and then, oh, that's it. Like, it's constant. It's daily. It's every waking moment. It's as long as you have breath in your lungs. You're constantly, you know, being that sacrifice. So, yeah, and that's why it's prefacing the renewing your mind, because you've got to be living in a sacrificial life to get to a place to discern things so that you can renew your mind and be like, that doesn't look right, or I'm not thinking in the right way, or, you know, I'm still struggling with this. And so then you can transform, and then you can really look into what God's will is. Because I think oftentimes we just think that because we like it or it sounds good, that it's God's will. But God's will doesn't always come in a pretty package.
I don't know. It definitely comes in interesting ways. You know, like, you can't be transformed if you're still trying to stay in control.
Yeah.
And I think that part is so important, you know, because you and I were having the conversation yesterday I think we sometimes have, like, random ones. You know, those are the ones we really should record. We need, like a GoPro.
I don't remember which one, because I feel like we had so many conversations yesterday. But
yesterday
I'm sure
was
you'll tell
full.
Me.
But, yeah, it was kind of like we were talking about I think certain scenarios, like, obviously we get into when people date or they wind up getting married, or anything that has to do, like, in a relationship between a man and a woman. You know, how you give advice, they do the opposite, and, you know, it would probably land not in the renewed because, you know, it's not something new if it's recycled.
Yeah.
Right? Because you wind up maybe different name of a person or a different place, but you wind up in the same scenario, you know. And you hear this often where, like, especially in dating or even in finances, it could really be in any area, but, you know, I'm going to start off with the dating one, right? Like, you were in this relationship, it didn't work out, and you wind up in another relationship and it doesn't work out. And then most of the time, I feel like you're recycling your experiences.
Yeah.
You know, you're just doing the same thing again. It's just with a different person.
Yeah.
And a different name, but you pick the same.
It's the same type of person, just a different name, you know? You didn't change your, like you said yesterday, your picker. You didn't change your picker. You just chose the same, you know?
Same thing. And then people get really frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, somebody's trying to teach you something about finances and you keep doing it the same way. So you think, like, more money, because this is a misconception too, because, you know, it's funny the way wealthy people live in the way somebody that isn't wealthy, maybe even poverty, tries to look wealthy.
Yeah.
And so you could give them advice And, you know, it's just two different, completely different mindsets. Mm-hmm. And so you could tell, you know, because it keeps recycling. So you get a job with more money, but because you don't know how to steward it, you wind up being in the same place. Yeah. You know, you get a raise, but nothing gets better in your life because you don't know how to hold it or invest it. And so you wind up in the same place. And I feel like we have a lot of people that are recycling experiences because we haven't really surrendered, which is actually our true worship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this posture of your heart. So, you know, anytime I see worship, I just think we've done a bad job also of like, we're going to go to, and please hear me. I'm not saying worship nights are bad. I'm just saying like, you know, when we come together and we're singing, you know, I don't think they're bad, but I think because we've always called them like worship nights or we've just really attributed, even by us saying that, right? Sends a, if a person really doesn't know, let's say, and they never read the verse, they're thinking, oh, worship night. They're not thinking, posture our hearts tonight, Lord, so that we can be obedient to what you have to say. We're thinking, we sang our hearts out. And so it's like, no, like your true worship is when you go, use me, Lord. You know, today I will talk to whoever you need me to talk to.
Right.
I will. I don't even know if, you know, I think like do we even, I mean, I think everybody should start like, I used to do the, use my eyes, Lord, use my ears, you know. I think I've slowed down on that and I just encompass it to like a sentence, use me, Lord. But I don't think we do that. So I think most people are recycling their experiences. You ever had a anything you recycled, like you kept doing in your life that you were like, ugh, frustrated about, but it kept happening? You're like, the dating.
A lot of things. A lot of areas in my life. But yeah, one that I like to speak on a lot is relationships, because I don't know. When I talk to people about it, I'm like, there's just this one moment where the light bulb finally went off. Like, but but prior to the light bulb going off, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh no, it's different this time, and I'm not doing the same thing, and I have changed, or I have grown, or I'm not, you know, or that person has changed, or whatever the case is, you know. And so it's like, until that light bulb went off in that real, I mean, really it's revelation, you know, then it was just the same, like you said, the same characteristics or the wrong priority or attributes of like, oh, this is what I want. Or even based off of, like you said, what people think, or what family or what your friends think. Oh, well, you do this, so you should be dating someone that's like this. And because you're like this, then, you know, even growing up, and I try to share with young like girls and stuff, where the believer part of like, oh, you know, when they start dating and they're like teenagers and stuff like that, it's like, well, he goes to church too, you know. I'm just doesn't matter. Like, that's not the main thing. Like, don't pick just because they go to church, or don't pick just because they're a believer also. I'm like, there's so many other things that encompass having a healthy relationship, that you don't want to just, you know, check the box because, oh, they say they believe in God, you know, or they go to the same church. So I think that was a little bit of what I kind of grew up thinking of, like, oh, we're believers, and so everything's, you know, great. So then as long as they believe in God, you know, it's the right thing, but not for so long.
Yeah, I think it's funny because we will be like, God showed me what to do. And he's like, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're like, yeah, don't want to do that. And so then we wind up again in the same thing. And yeah, for me too, it was like I had to, and I'm still learning. You know, because when we look at things like, don't be unequally yoked. I know we use that, and it fits, you know, relationships, but that's really about business. You know, the context of that and all that. It's like, don't unequally yoke yourself, because let's say two business guys, you don't want to unequally yoke yourself, because the one's going to be, the motive is going to be different than this one. So you don't want to yoke yourself to that, because the reason why you do it. So even in like, when you start renewing your mind, I feel like there's this, I don't know, sometimes you just feel like there's always going to be a bigger group, you know? I don't know if you experienced this, but there's always like a bigger group. When you renew your mind of something and your character's different and you're in a group, not saying always, because you might be in a group if you pick right, your little group all might feel that way, right? But most of the time, like if you're the one dieting, right? And you're the one like that's watching your food, you start realizing when you are that one that a lot of people aren't. So people will be like, eat this, like, right? Because that's just how they think,
yeah,
right? The person that is wealthy, mm-hmm, he's like, you know, what you decide to do with a thousand something, and what, you know, everybody's like, I'm getting an iPhone. This guy's like, I'm going to invest it, make the money, mm-hmm, back, then I'm going to buy the iPhone. You know, there's just two different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when you start renewing your mind, sometimes it feels you got to be careful to really stand and anchor yourself on the word. Because if you don't, you pretty much will fall into what everybody else thinks. Because, mm-hmm, every time you change that, like, even in, it doesn't matter, dating, whatever. Like, when you're like, yeah, I'm not going there, then they start like, oh, you think you're better, or,
yeah,
you accurate, know, right? On whatever, mm-hmm, or like, what's wrong with you? Because you're the, don't you think that's anomaly hard sometimes? I think that's, yeah, hard. I think sometimes it's hard, mm-hmm, because you sound different. And so everybody's perspective of that is not like, oh, how cool. Right. You know, when I first told Ruthie, and I mean, if they don't know the story, but when I first told Ruthie, like, yeah, I didn't want to have sex, I even felt weird, right? Because, I mean, I'm just being real. Like no, look, yeah, all my gangster, yeah, points are going to go out the window right now. But when I told her no, and she was like, are you either gay or you don't love me? She left. You know, mm-hmm, we had a quick dialogue, like, nah, men told you this. And she's like, whatever. Literally leaves, slams, right, the door. You know, I literally, the part that I almost cried again. Oh, my God. I lost all my gangs. I actually cried.
Yeah.
I cried because I felt like I was trying so hard. I was expecting praise God. Yeah. You know, like, oh, that's awesome. And so the fact that she made me feel like this big.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but I'm trying so hard. You know, and I didn't know I couldn't punch something and I didn't want to cuss. So I just felt so like, why even do this? Kind of, yeah, like I remain because I think my relationship, I just really wanted this relationship with Jesus. And, you know, I'm glad.
And it's funny because even in that story, you guys share, there's a renewing of the mind there, right? Because your feeling was rejection of like, oh man, like, am I doing the right thing? And then her fleeing was rejection of because of where her mind was of,
totally, if every guy's told
me,
her that
they're gonna have sex, yeah, with me, you know. Yes. So it was like it took a renewing of the mind to realize we're actually not rejecting each other, we're loving each other in what the true way that it's supposed to be.
Super dope. Yeah, yeah. Because she winded up coming back. So okay, today we wouldn't be married if she didn't come back and say this, because, yeah, I was already like, I was crying, but I was like, you know
I was
what?
Crying, but I'm like, yeah. I will not take her back.
I did. I will not have sex with her, and I will stand on this. I was.
Oh man, that's so funny. I'm laughing because I can picture you.
Oh no, I was like, you know what? I am not getting high again. She will not make me fall. You know, because I just knew that if I started on that road, I would wind up messing up. So I'm like, I will not. And she came back, because I often, mm-hmm, think, I go, wonder if she wouldn't. Like, she came back and she was like, she goes, if that's what you want to do and you feel like that's, mm-hmm, of the Lord, then she's like, fine. Because I was like, you're not married right now. Mm-hmm. I said, why? And I'm like, I'm not married. I go, why? I go, because we did it how we wanted to. I go, don't you want to try one time?
Right.
And so if she came back and she was like, hey, whatever you want to do, was like, because if not, I was gone.
Yeah.
We wouldn't, man, would we be here? Oh, it would be weird. We'd be here. I told her, I go, hey, you would have been at the church.
She would have came. Alternate universe.
She would have came to the altar. I always tell her, you know, if you want to know, you would have missed it. I would have been still doing this, and you would have been right there on the altar with your husband. Ahí llorando. Come on. Oh man, but it is, it yeah, was a total renewing, and not, that's my point, and not falling for, you know, really being anchored to the word to say, look, I know this is what the word says, and it might cost me a relationship, it might cost me, because here's the crazy part, we look at success, just everything, money, Instagram, shine, but that's not success, because I know people that they have a home here, Don Babin, and yeah, always in a place of like complete poverty, mm-hmm, lives in like huts, you know, all this crazy stuff. And it's just, you know, Don, he's like super happy, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't trade it for anything. Mm-hmm. It's getting hard for him because he's getting older.
Yeah.
But he like, oh, I'm doing the kingdom work. And it doesn't matter. He could go. He had a big thriving church. Mm-hmm. He could have made tons of money. That's irrelevant to him. He's like, I got a house. I want it paid off. You know, can yeah. I eat? He's not really into like the, ooh, nice clothes and all right. that. You know, I'm like waiting to get there, you know, because I still like yeah. the clothes. But I feel like you can't attribute, like, I feel like there's this posture of the heart that sometimes if it all of these things, right, like whether it's relationships, sometimes it's going to be money where you're making a choice not based on any certain status. You know, sometimes I want to get off social media. I just do, like, completely. I've been yeah. talking about this for a couple of years. I just do. Now, you know, my conundrum is that, oh, I know a lot of people are there and I know that I'm supposed to like be a voice in Jesus. But I just feel like it's getting worse and worse and you're almost subject to like whatever's coming at you, you know. Mm-hmm. So you try to like lessen your scrolls, you know, now whatever you click, you know, they're just going to keep sending. Like if right. you just wanted to see it one time, now you're going to see it 1,000 times. So mm-hmm. I just feel like it's making the planet worse and worse, even yeah. though I see the gospel moving through social media fast. Mm-hmm. But even that, everybody's fighting. So I don't know. I feel like Jesus would have still been like, maybe he would have, I don't know. You think Jesus would have used social media?
I don't know. I can't say that he would have himself. I feel like he probably just, you know, be a main character in someone's story.
Oh, they would have been. Like, yeah, they would have been like blasting Jesus. They would have been blasting.
Shots of him preaching and from different angles and all that sorts of stuff. And him, oh, look, we spotted him, you know.
I think he still would have been very relational, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he would have felt anything got in the way of that, like that personal touch. Yeah. I think he would have been like,
we're just not designed to be so flooded with information and agendas and catastrophes and all that sorts of stuff, you know? And I feel like that's the bad part of social media is that you don't have control over all the information that's thrown at you. And so, you know, I heard someone say, like, you know, we normally are used to hearing news about, like, our community, our village, you know, like, our neighbors down the road.
Yeah.
And now it's like you hear about your community, 500 other communities, and what's happening across the world in 5 other countries. And you're just like, oh, no wonder you feel so anxious. No wonder you feel so, like, out of touch. Or, man, I'll never arrive because you're looking at something that you were never really designed to see. You weren't designed to see the world of 6 billion people in the palm of your hand at every second. You're just designed to, like, be with the ones that are close to you or travel to other towns. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, so yeah.
It's like this, what is it? Like, this instant travel and instant information in our hand.
Oh, no, listen, I don't usually answer, but I answered. I think recently, you know, because somebody had sent me a message, mm-hmm. and they were like, it was a female, and she was pretty much like, "Hey, you didn't ask me, you know, if I needed help, because she had put somewhere that she needed help." She was telling me that there was another person that was pretty much acting like me, I guess, out there, like, mm-hmm. you know. She was saying, "Hey, report it," and so I go, "Hey, report it," but she continued to say, you know, because I'm struggling and they were asking for money and right? And so I go, well, it's not me. And so then she goes, and so later she winds up sending me a message that says, you didn't ask me if I needed help and stuff. And she goes, and I'm like weirded out a little bit. And I guess what made me answer is she goes, and that's why I don't go to church. That part, I was like, ugh, don't not go to church because of me. Mm-hmm. And so I had to pretty much respond that, hey, first of all, I didn't know if you were even a real, like, mm-hmm. you know. Nowadays, you just got to be careful. And second of all, I'm married, so I don't spend my time on social media. And the crazy part is that April and all these people, like, yeah. all my social media. I'll so I don't know if they read it or not, yeah. but I had to tell her, like, I'm married. Mm-hmm. So what does it even look like? I'm not. Like, I'm sorry. But my point to that is, even in that, I have to, because if not, people will make you do things that they want you to do. Mm-hmm. But I have, like, certain standards, so I'm not going to get on a whole conversation with you, some girl from I don't know where. I don't right. even know you if you get rapped. No offense.
Could be a guy, you know, like you just never know.
Totally. But even if she was a girl, like, you're not in our community. I think it's wise for me to not engage in that, because you do it once, then you do it twice, then you know, nobody starts off with, I want to fail. Like, yeah. it starts off with a good conversation.
Yeah, intentions.
So I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. If you ain't like one of the leaders here, or you ain't like, you know, I know you, then I don't want to do that. And I don't know. Like I feel like the transformation of someone's heart, you have to almost live those things out, even though the world is telling you. Because when it talks to you about not conforming but transforming, you know, the world teaches you stuff like you could do stuff like that and you could still get, you know, you'd be fine. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody thinks before they commit adultery. Chase status, success, everything's about you. And the word causes you to surrender, service, sanctification. So there's a cost, because people might say, oh, like even the girl right now, like, oh, this guy's stupid, you know, though he's a pastor, because, you know, that's what they're gonna say. It's like you, this whole sanctification process and this whole giving of your life so that you can renew your mind is so important in these times. Mm-hmm. When the whole planet, I could see why millions of people didn't enter the promised land. Yeah. You know, I could kind of see it. And because you're called to be different. Mm-hmm. And so what about now? What are some of the things that you feel that you've had to change your mindset on, right? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, what are some of the things that your mind has renewed that maybe you don't look at it the same way?
I think in a lot of areas.
You're like, a lot the other way, lot this way.
Well, because, I mean, you could just go down and talk about one thing for, you know, ever. But I think in a lot of areas, I think for myself, a lot of perspective. And because I think even with, that's why I say just because something's good doesn't mean that's God's will in someone's life, you know. And so I feel like for me, perspective on, and I think we spoke about it the other day, on like control, in the sense of you want people to do well, you want people to change, or you want to see transformation in your family or in your friends' lives and all these things. And so I feel like the renewing there is the fact that I just have one job to do, you know. And it's to, and it's funny because the second part of that verse, it says, so that you may prove what the will of God is. So when I think of prove, it's like, that means someone is going to go and question whether that's factual or not.
Yeah.
And so it's not up to us to be like, hey, I'm renewed and transformed. It's up to someone else to say, where's the proof in that? Oh, they are, because the proof is in their life. The proof is in their speech. The proof is in you know, the way that they operate in business or relationships or whatever. Yeah. And so I feel like changing that mindset of do whatever you're called to do. If God calls you to pray for people, to speak to them, to, you know, go and have a conversation, or to not have a conversation anymore. It's not in my hands to basically control the outcome of their surrender, their transformation, their decision to give their lives to Christ or not. And I think sometimes I get passionate about that because I'm like, don't you see, you know, like if you just did this, your life would be here, or, you know, your relationship would be better, your marriage or your whatever, your finances. And then it's like almost this personal, like you take ownership of it when it's not mine to take. So I think that renewal has happened in my life a lot, because I think it's without intentionally doing it, I believe that you're basically saying, well, I'm God in their life because I'm saying this is the timeline for which this should happen, or this is the method, you know. And I think that's crazy to even pause and think about, because you're thinking, no, I just want them to do better, and I'm just counseling them, or I'm just mentoring, or I'm just this or that.
For 5 hours.
Yeah, but it's like, but hold on, like, let God do what he's going to do, you know, and don't make it about you. And so when you think of it in that way, then you have to sort of have that reverence of like, and like, man, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord, that I thought it had to happen on my time. I'm sorry that, you know, I tried to force it in the way that I wanted to, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. I mean, I could keep going, but
no. I mean, I've had that same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I think everybody goes through it because of our passion to see really people change. You do get the, you know, I used to call it the Superman complex, mm-hmm. you know, where you're like saving everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times, you know, in that you wind up hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Trying to chase somebody that, you know, there's all these scriptures where, you know, it talks about not really like a cancel culture, because, you know, that's totally different. We want to cancel everybody in the planet and everybody's outraged culture and all kinds of cultures. But in the Bible, there are moments where it says, you know, divisive person, you warn them twice, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of tell them to go. More because at that point you understand that they're not really a brother in Christ. So you can only do so much. Only Jesus can save. Like, you really can't save them. And so, you know, to live out, I wrote out what it looks like lived out and not lived out. So to live this out, you filter your decisions through God's word, not your feelings. You stop copying the practices of the world and you start carrying the word. Because everything's in the word. It's kind of crazy how everything is in the word. Like, you know, I told you I got up like at 3 a.m. just with all kinds of thoughts. And I can... And I'm not often to be like, oh, I got attacked. But I felt like 3 a.m, I was attacked. You know, it was just heavy. Ruthie's not there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of like in this thought. And it felt like I was getting that thought, but like louder and louder. And it was just a lot of it, which made me feel really heavy. And then you start getting the, right? And if you're not careful to actually go to the word. So, you know, I got up, got coffee. I started reading Romans 12. I kind of went, started putting worship music on, really getting myself to that place where I can listen to God more clear. You know, you'll start copying what the world, you'll conform to what you used to do. You'll start doing like the, oh, I quit then and F this and let me go get high or let me go get drunk. So if you're not living it out, you're obviously you're not carrying the word, but you keep repeating old cycles because your thoughts are recycled and not renewed. You know, you just keep going to the, some people say pattern cycles, you know, you just wind up repeating. So if you're like a person out there that's constantly, if you're a clear sign that you're not following the word is you wind up in the same place always over and over again. Right. Because before I got saved, nothing really grew and changed. There was like pockets of like, oh, this is awesome. And then crap. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. Crap. There wasn't like no, what do I want to say? No longevity or no eternity. No, none of that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There were pockets. But like as you start walking, things get better. Like you should get better. Don't you think?
And I think even whenever we look at the word conform, you know, I feel like that's the recycle part.
Yes.
Because it says, you know, hey, do this as acceptable, you know, sacrifice, holy sacrifice, and that's your spiritual service of worship. Then it says, and do not be conformed. So I feel like you can, kind of what you were saying, even with the worship nights and the worship conferences or services or whatever the case is, you can get stuck in this cycle of, okay, well, I worship here, and then you conform to the world, and it just, you know, everything outside of that event, outside of that service, outside of that one, you know, Sunday, then it, everything else is conformed to the world. And so then you have to, it's like you almost have to go to get a fix, you know, of
all
worship
day long,
because your life isn't living a constant service of worship, you know. And so it's like you can find yourself in that pattern of conforming to the world, but then also thinking that you're doing an act of worship whenever, if it's not a living sacrifice, you're really not, because everything's going to be worship, you know, like changing the atmosphere. It's not just so much about putting worship music on, but it's saying, I'm choosing to not go into the mindset of, well, I had a bad day because this happened to me.
Totally.
And so now the whole, you know, day is off because, you know, and all of those are active decisions.
Yeah. Well, that's the, you know, it's good that, because a lot of times we think when we say the world is like only the it's a world system, right? It's a world value system. It's not just, you know, when you think don't go to the world, it's like, oh, the ones that are drinking and doing drugs, right? But you can be you could be in the church with world values conforming to the world, right? Because this true worship or this living sacrifice is like, I'll use this morning again. It's just me posturing my heart or bowing my heart to a king to say, hey, I'm going to do things the way you want me to and not by what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking right now. And then, you know, in that I can discern, okay, this is definitely not God, right? Because I'm discerning the good and, you know, just because there's a lot of things we call good that isn't, that God wouldn't call good. So that part, if you're not going to ever renew unless you give your life, because the giving of your life is the posture of your heart to say, God, this is where you start getting into the wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because then you get to James, where I'm having this trial, you know, various trials, all kinds of trials. For me, the trial was this morning. So mm-hmm. I'm posturing my heart in a place to not go off of what I'm feeling and thinking, because right. that would have got me jacked up.
And I like that you're even sharing that, because I think part of that conformity is believing that, oh, well, I renewed my mind, and so then it's like, that's it. I don't have to, you know, it's like, yes. I don't have to continue to do anything. But when I think of sacrifice, like, it's pain. Sacrifice suffering. Isn't something, yeah, like, that's just, okay, you know, it's one thing and it's gone.
Yeah.
Sacrifice is, like, excruciating, and it's painful, and it takes so much effort that I feel like we will continue to sacrifice, you know? Like, forever. If we ever get to the place of, like, oh, well, even if something like that, like drinking, like, oh, well, I just don't, you know, I don't drink. I'm not like that anymore, so I can continue to. You're conforming again.
You're conforming.
Because you're thinking that the sacrifice was just a one-time event.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we're called to be a living sacrifice, so mm-hmm. then it's happening all of the time. So if we ever get into the mindset of, like, oh, well, I don't have to do that because, you know, I don't have to think that way, or I don't have to be precautious. Even like yeah. you said with the message, that's something so simple, even though it isn't, right? It's saying, hey, I'm not going to conform to, because, hey, there's nothing wrong. People are, you know, manage my inbox. And so, no, you still have to make the sacrifice to say, hey, this isn't something that I do. This yeah. is not something that is acceptable to the lifestyle that I live by surrendering to Christ and honoring my marriage, whether you're thinking wrong of me or not, you yeah. know? And so it's like, when we conform, sometimes it can be something very subtle, and thinking that, well, I've very already sacrificed subtle. This, so I'm good, because yeah. what else do I have to sacrifice? And sure. it's just like, sorry, like, you're going to sacrifice every day. Yes. And if you're not, then maybe you should realize you're conformed in some area.
All day long. Because you can conform even to religion. Like religion. Exactly. Or, yeah, all that. And be like going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And your life never changes. Mm-hmm. Which is the verse, right? You don't get transformed. Nothing ever changes in you. But you've been in church 17 years, 20 years. You hop up and down. You know all the songs. You got mm-hmm. the hat, got the t-shirt. But then you're, you know, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I hope that this served you today.
Yeah.
You know, whoever's been watching, don't forget to share with a friend and a family. Listen, don't just ask God to change your situation. Ask him to change your mind about it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's a relationship, what does God have to say about relationships? If it's a friendship, what does God have to say about friendship? If it's anything, like just a simple word like communicating, you know, what does God have to say about communicating?
Right.
Like anything you could think of. Finances. What does God have to say about finances? You know, there's a plethora. If you have anything you're going through, you can ask God for wisdom. And he's not cheap with it. He says he just gives it to you as much as you want for everything, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love y'all. Don't forget, man. Not everything that sounds good is good. Make sure you filter it through the Word of God. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much to all the real ones for joining us every single week. You can be a part of the crew by following us on all our social media outlets. Also, you can write us at P.O. Box 671-626, Houston, Texas 77267. And don't forget, stay real.